Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, Peter Casey, a Donegal businessman and former presidential candidate, has been awarded €140,000 in damages arising from a social media post. Traffic restrictions and diversions remain in place on the N13 Letterkenny to Derry Road following a crash involving a car and a bus this morning. The result of lengthy discussion by the EU's Agriculture Fisheries Council on fish quotas for 2025 has been described as a mixed bag. And negotiating teams from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are meeting to try and form the next government. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport. Peter Casey, a Donegal businessman and former presidential candidate, has been awarded €140,000 in damages arising from a social media post. RTE reports that acupuncturist and former local and general election candidate Kim McMenamin made the post on Facebook in April 2023 to 2,000 followers. It was in relation to a property in Loudoun that Mr. Casey was to turn into accommodation for Ukrainian refugees. However, that did not come to pass following a fire at the location. Mr. McMenamin said in the post, "Moving unvetted people around like cattle and then warehousing them in office cubicles for profit is akin to human trafficking and inhumane," and encouraged others to share the post. Peter Casey was ultimately awarded €120,000 for damages and an extra €20,000 in aggravated damages due to Mr. McMenamin's conduct. Traffic restrictions and diversions remain in place on the N13 Letterkenny to Derry Road following a crash involving a car and a bus this morning. Three people have been hospitalised with non-life-threatening injuries in the crash. There were 13 passengers on board the Route 64 service from Sligo to Derry when the incident occurred. Jessica Woodlock has more.
The road crash between a car and a bus happened around 10 o'clock this morning in the village of Manor Cunningham outside Letterkenny in County Donegal. Bus Éireann have confirmed that the coach involved was operating Route 64, which travels from Sligo to Derry. Gardaí, emergency services and Bus Éireann personnel arrived on the scene this morning, and three people were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital as a precaution. Photos circulating online from the incident show a Bus Éireann expressway coach with its windshield heavily damaged, appearing to have veered off the road into a hedge. Bus Éireann say they are investigating the cause of the crash in line with normal procedures.
The result of lengthy discussion by the EU's Agriculture and Fisheries Council on fish quotas for 2025 has been described as a mixed bag. Ireland will see a reduction of 16% on the mackerel quota and a 12% reduction on the prawn quota. A number of reductions in quota cuts were achieved. However, the chief executive of the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation says it's still a tough year ahead for the industry. Cuts in quotas were put in place to ensure fishing stocks are not depleted. Dominic Rehan, however, added that sustainable fishing must be enforced to all in order to see this achieved.
Put it in perspective from the pelagic fleet from Killybegs. We've had a reduction in the mackerel quota of around 15 or 16%. Now, originally going into the council, that was going to be, could have been closer to 22%. We've got a little bit of a lift there, but we're still going to be about 7,000-8,000 tons less of mackerel than we had last year, which, you know, you're talking of a value of about 10-12 million euros. So
the pressure on quotas is coming from the fish stocks that they were too low. But what we've heard is that while there's quotas being placed on Irish fishers, there's fishers from elsewhere, trawlers coming in and is sweeping up the stock that is there.
Well, we've had an ongoing issue for the last few years where non-EU countries, particularly Nordic countries, have been setting their own quotas more or less. I mean, these are inflated above the scientific advice. So basically, you know, giving themselves free fish. So if we don't, you know, we don't rein everybody in and everybody sort of fishing sustainably, not just the EU fleets and the Irish fleet, then we're on a very slippery road. So it's really, really important that negotiations with the countries involved, you know, need to come to a sensible conclusion, and stopping this practice of basically blatant quotas and giving free fish to themselves. So really, that's a vital important thing to happen in 2025.
A woman has been released without charge in connection to the investigation into the murder of Kyron Dernan. The boy, who would now be 8 years old, has been reported missing since August. However, Gardaí suspect he died over 2 years ago. Officers say investigations continue into his disappearance and an appeal for information is continuing. Negotiating teams from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are meeting to try and form the next government. Both sides feel the drive is there to form a coalition, but now they need to figure out who will take each ministry's seat. Fianna Fáil, for example, wants justice, while the other two parties will also need the support from others to form a majority coalition. Taoiseach Simon Harris hinted that independents would be the ones to make up those numbers.
Quite rightly, people want us to get on with it. You know, the election's over, people went out, they voted. Many people voted Fianna Fáil and transferred to Fine Gael. Many people voted Fine Gael and transferred to Fianna Fáil. And there is a clear way, in my view, for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to put together a government. We will need to make sure it has a sufficient majority in the Dáil. And that's why that third element of the government is really important. It seems to me from my initial engagement that independents are very serious about wanting to be a part of that.
Social Democrat TDs are meeting with Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin this evening about the possibility of forming a government, and it's understood the party also met with Simon Harris in his government buildings earlier today. A 37-year-old man has been sentenced at Craigavon Carron Court today for being unlawfully at large while under sentence. Shane Frayn was given a sentence of 6 months to run consecutively with the one he's currently serving for the manslaughter of Constable Philippa Reynolds in Derry almost 12 years ago. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Shane Frayn was released from Macgabbery Prison on January 17th last on an 8-hour unaccompanied day release, but he failed to return. He is currently serving an indeterminate custodial sentence for the manslaughter of Constable Philippa Reynolds on February 9th, 2013. She died when the police vehicle in which she was a passenger was hit by a stolen car being driven by Frayn in the Waterside in Derry. After failing to return to Macgabbery, Mr. Frayn was later located by Gardaí in the Republic and was extradited to Northern Ireland in August after a warrant was issued. The PSNI say they continue to work closely with Gardaí to locate and arrest persons sought in either jurisdiction. They say they appreciate the continued assistance of Gardaí in tracking down those who abscond from the justice system in Northern Ireland.
Contracts have been signed to deliver almost 70 new social homes in Donegal. 21 social houses are planned for Barrackhill, Carn Donagh, 10 at Carn Road, Glenealy, while contracts for a turnkey acquisition of 35 social housing units at Drumrisk West, Donegal Town, have also been signed. In addition, contracts are due to be signed in the coming weeks to deliver 9 properties in Mallin. Councillor Martin McDermott says it's imperative there's a focus on delivering social homes in rural parts.
And this is another step to bring social houses, particularly to areas like Mallin and Glenealy and Carn Donagh, where there is a lot of people in need of houses. Also to make sure that we don't just stop here, that we keep on pushing to try to bring social houses into rural parts of the county. I think that's very important because, you know, we have to keep pushing to make sure that these areas are not left behind when it comes to social housing.
The Carn Donagh, Glenealy and Mallin houses are part of the Council's Designed and Build programme, which also includes 34 units in Letterkenny, 18 units at Naismore, Letterkenny and 16 units at Old Town. The Drumrisk site is one of a number of turnkey projects where developers build the homes and they're then purchased by the Council. Michaela Clark has more.
In a briefing this week, members were told that at present, 5 turnkey projects with a total of 123 units are underway, including the 35 in Drumrisk. The others are at Windy Hall Letterkenny with 21 units, Donegal Road Ballybuffet with 14, Maher Clogher Bombeg with 29 units and Meadowfield Convoy with 24. 2 turnkey projects are at Dialogue Stage with 35 units planned for Moville and 28 in Letterkenny. Under the 2023 turnkey process, 5 projects incorporating 144 units have received Stage 1 and 2 departmental approval. They are located in Creaslaw, Fulcara, Moth, Carn Donagh and Letterkenny. While there's a potential for 47 units from 2 projects in Manor Cunningham and Dunlow, which are currently at dialogue stage. With regards to the Council's own in-house projects, a total of 152 units are progressing at Orne Hill, Letterkenny, Meadow Hill, Rafoe, Chapel Road, Dunlow, Drumacrin, Bondorn, Killylaston, Letterkenny, Kilcare and Crannagh Crescent in Buncrana.
19 housing units at Trusk Road Ballybuffet and 29 at Gallow Lane Lifford are now complete, while site investigations and preparatory works are continuing at the Council's 2 flagship sites at Ballymacool and High Road in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, the acquisition of 7 housing units comprising 2 apartments and 5 houses in Annagry has been cleared by the government. Local councillor Micheál Colm Magilla Asbug says it's a significant development.
It's a good news story for Anagra. We have two bedrooms apartments. We have three bedroom homes as well. This is something that we've been trying to get over the line for a very, very long time. There were some concerns. I've been meeting with the council officials back and forth for a very, very long time, and I'm content now that them concerns have been dealt with. We have a huge waiting list in West Donegal. Some of the families and individuals have been on the waiting list for many, many years, and hopefully now we can start allocating these homes. That all said, we're still looking for a land in Anagra to try to build more homes. We need far more homes, not just in Anagra itself, but in Gador, and yes, where Ardscullwer is developing, but we have Hugh Joe's site as well, and that has to develop. And we need to move that a lot quicker and rid the whole system of red tape so we can give people homes. We have Altachara, Nicoholia and many other areas similar to Anagra that has a waiting list.
Campaigns have been launched to urge drivers to remain sober when on the road as the festive spirit gets into full swing. Separative initiatives have been seen by Donegal County Council and the Northwest Road Safety Partnership. So far this year, 167 people have lost their lives on Irish roads, 18 of them in Donegal. A stark approach was taken by the Road Safety Partnership, which covers the Derry and Strabane and Causeway and Glens Council areas, depicting the shocking reality of a car crash. Chris Arthurs, the partnership's PRO, defends their poster, saying this message needs attention.
You're saying about our poster being graphic and the message being graphic. Somebody said to me, unfortunately, a road traffic accident is graphic. And if we can save one life, if we can even this year be under the total of last year, it's a start, and it's something we want to be pushing. On our social media, the poster is available to download. We can send it to hospitality venues. That is the aim, is we want to get that message out to hospitality venues, to get that out to their customers. Never, ever drink and drive. It's a choice that a person will make. And let's be honest, Angana Síochána and the Donegal County Council have launched their Christmas campaign, their operation yesterday. They will be out testing for drink driving. They will be out testing for drug driving. And, I mean, if you take that choice, that's a chance you're going to take. You could lose your licence, or ultimately you could lose a life or cause somebody else to lose their life.
Everyone.
More details on both campaigns, including a copy of that poster, is available on our website, highlandradio.com. It's 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. The Donegal County Convention takes place this evening, hosted by the Pettigo Club. The majority of the main officer positions will remain. However, there will be a new secretary, as Nivora's Declan Martin leaves his role, with Ardra's Mary Kelly set to take his place. Sinead Breen of the Setanta Club and Narossa's Paddy McDyer will contest for PRO, while Eddie Byrne of Killybegs and Darren Collins of McCool's are to battle for assistant secretary. Delegates will also be elected for the Central and Ulster Councils. Proceedings at the Terman Centre in Pettigo get underway at 7 o'clock this evening. In other news relating to GAA, a 30-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of sexual assault by the PSNI in relation to an alleged incident on the recent Armagh Gaelic football holiday to the US. It is believed the complaint has been made by one of the members of the party that travelled to Miami, Florida. A man reportedly presented himself to police for interview today before being arrested and then released on police bail pending further inquiries. Moving on to soccer, Saudi Arabia has been confirmed as the host nation for the 2034 World Cup despite backlash over the country's human rights record. The bid put to FIFA was uncontested. Spain, Portugal and Morocco will jointly host the 2030 edition of the tournament. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he doesn't place greater importance on any particular competition. The Premier League title hopefuls play Monaco in the Champions League tonight as they aim to move closer to a place in the knockout stages. Arteta isn't prioritising a particular trophy.
The tendency always is to look at the Champions League like something else. So how big is the Premier League? How big is the Champions League? You know, the Premier League is this size and the Champions League is this size. We face incredible difficult opposition every week.
Elsewhere, Manchester City take on Juventus in Turin. Pep Guardiola say go into the game with just two wins from their first five matches in this season's competition. Derry City have announced that Shane Ferguson has joined the Brandywell club this morning as Tiernan Lynch's squad continues to take shape ahead of the new season. Ferguson has Premier League experience at Newcastle United and has also represented Northern Ireland on 57 occasions. He arrives having spent the last few seasons at Rotherham United. In golf, Shane Lowry has committed to playing in next year's Amgen Irish Open at the K Club. The Offaly man won the tournament as an amateur in 2009 when he beat Robert Rock in a playoff at Baltry. Next year's event in County Kildare takes place in early September. In rugby, Neil Doak has been announced as Ireland's new under-20s head coach. The former Ulster scrum half has coached the Ireland under-18s in recent years. Ian Keatley, Andrew Brown and Seamus Toomey are set to be his assistants for the upcoming Six Nations next year. And finally in snooker, Mark Allen is in second round action at the Scottish Open. The Antrim native is tied at 2 frames apiece with Ryan Day, with the first to 4 frames to progress. That is all your sport for today. We're back with more tomorrow morning. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Relatives of women who've been murdered in Northern Ireland have spoken about their loved ones during a candlelit vigil in Derry. It was one of a number of events held last night calling for an end to violence against women and girls. North West reporter Chelsea Keeley was in Derry and spoke to the mother of murdered show jumper Katie Simpson.
Similar vigils were held in other counties, marking the end of a 16-day campaign calling for an end to gender-based violence. I spoke with Katie's mum, Nolene, at the Guildhall.
It is difficult to know that she's not here with us, like, but you have to go on. You know, you'd like to think that maybe you're saving or helping people. And Katie would love to know that she's helping people.
A statement from Montserrat Motorell's daughter was also read aloud on the steps. The 65-year-old was murdered in the city in August this year.
Although her departure was unfair and premature, her legacy lives on in me and in who I am.
A minute's silence was held.
An initial councillor says homes provided by Donegal County Council are too reliant on electricity, and backups are desperately needed, especially when it comes to providing heat. Councillor Paul Canning made the call at a housing meeting this week after many homes and businesses were left without power during Storm Dara at the weekend. He says people were left cold at the weekend because they didn't have any solid fuel alternatives.
The weekend that was in it with the severe weather, and a lot of the area in the county was without electricity. And I felt that a lot of older people in particular were sitting in the houses with blankets, keeping them warm. And these are houses that were within the council stock, and that we changed those houses from being reliant on solid fuel and coal and turf, etc. Whenever we are doing that with their solar panels and photovoltaic panels and all that, that we need electricity for all of that, and we have become over reliant on electricity. And I requested the Donegal County Council and their forward planners and their forward architects to actually start looking at alternatives in relation to gas.
What effects do you think that could have on also health?
Tend to try and get patient care at home and have people going back to their houses nearly as soon as possible, and try to have the aftercare in the house. Mm-hmm. And so far as they could have oxygen tanks and items like that, and rely it on electricity. And I feel that we need to have some form of, if it's a generator, we seriously need to look at that, because as much as there are a lot of people off for 12 hours or 24 hours, there's people off a lot longer. And they were starting to run out of patience and also run out of a lot of supplies. Also, our water is relied on pumps, so we don't have enough of backup generators within the county. And I think the council and their forward planning needs to have backup generators.
Police in Derry are treating a car fire in Cavanagh Court last night as arson. Shortly after 11 o'clock, fire service personnel reported they were responding to a car fire which they believe was deliberately started. No injuries were reported, and police are urging witnesses or anyone with information to come forward as they seek to establish exactly what happened. To conclude this evening's news, here is the headlines. Peter Casey, a Donegal businessman and former presidential candidate, has been awarded €140,000 in damages arising from a social media post. RTE reports that acupuncturist and former local and general election candidate Kim McMenamin made the post on Facebook in April 2023 to 2,000 followers. It was in relation to a property in London that Mr. Casey was to turn into accommodation for Ukrainian refugees. However, that did not come to pass following a fire at the location. Traffic restrictions and diversions remain in place on the N13 Letterkenny to Derry Road following a crash involving a car and a bus this morning. Three people have been hospitalised with non-life-threatening injuries. There were 13 passengers on board the Route 64 service from Sligo to Derry when the incident occurred. The result of lengthy discussions by the EU's Agriculture and Fisheries Council on fish quotas for 2025 has been described as a mixed bag. Ireland will see a reduction of 16% on the mackerel quota and 12% on the prawn quota. A number of reduction in quota cuts were achieved. However, the chief executive of Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation says a tough year still lies ahead for the industry. And finally, negotiating teams from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are meeting to try and form the next government. Both sides feel the drive is there to form a coalition, but now they need to figure out who will take which ministries. Fianna Fáil, for example, wants justice, while the two parties will also need the support of others to form a majority coalition. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 11th of December. The death has taken place of Ernie Steele, Galdena Manor, Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his late residence. House private pleas to immediate family only. All are welcome to attend a service of thanksgiving at his home on Friday afternoon at 3:15, followed by burial in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Brindley Manor Nursing Home, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Timothy Tim Ryan, Trenta, Letterkenny, reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, until 7 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 3:30 until 5:30, concluding with removal to St Eunan's Cathedral for reception prayers at 6 o'clock. Reposing overnight for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass on Friday morning, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by family-only private cremation. The family residence at Trenta is private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Jimmy Begley, Glenalla, Milford, reposing at his sister-in-law Mary Begley's home at Glenalla, Milford. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. The mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Elma Duncan, née Stevenson, Auchliard, Letterkenny. Elma's remains are reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 12:15, going to Rye Presbyterian Church, Manor Cunningham, for funeral service of thanksgiving at 1. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Medical 4, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Ewan Campbell, Englewood, New Jersey, formerly of Beechwood Avenue, Letterkenny, reposing at Cuggler Funeral Home, 311 5th Street, Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Funeral services and visiting hours for family and friends on Friday, with viewing from 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 local time. Cremation private for family and close friends only, please. Donations, if desired, can be made in support of the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.